Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast, is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. Love is patient and kind. Love does not, and look at that, all the does not. How many people get tagged in this little bout of TIG, huh? Love does not envy or boast. Love is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So every day we're confronted with God's patience toward us, right? I mean, you think about from Adam to Noah, patience. From Abraham, the first Jew, to Christ, the Jewish Messiah, patience. From the day of your birth to the day of your repentance of sin and receiving forgiveness in Jesus Christ, patience. Every day we're confronted with the kindness of God toward us. The rain, it falls on the just and the unjust. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus says, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. And we're called to show God's love in the form of patience and kindness, aren't we? So we have received from God patience, and we are showing to others patience, kindness. But this is a kind of a self-denial of our own expectations. Think about patience. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, at our table at Love Works on the Thursday night, we were talking about this. The one person at the table said, you know, I much prefer long-suffering if you think about what patience feels like when you're exercising it. You know? Task-focused versus people-focused. I was talking about that with someone this morning. When you want to see the job done, but people are involved, you're exercising patience. And every parent who's gotten a kid here to church today knows what that's like. Come on, come on, get your shoe on, come on. Yeah. It's a self-denial of our own expectations. And in the same way, God has been loving in the face of his expectations that we be, what, perfect? That we walk in love? That we be teleos, undivided, complete. And the problem is that when we live, we may set out to be lovely, but there are human passions which trip us up. You know, Spock would get it right. He would have just got us there on time, and there would have just been very little loss of life, only a few. But we would have got there. But there's people involved. There's a humanness involved. If you look at your Bibles at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and you see from verse 4 that love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. But when you look in the mirror at the way that you've behaved all the time of your life, does anybody emerge from that comparison unmarred? If you were Dorian Gray, what does the painting in your attic look like? Right? It does not insist on its own way, love. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. If we're honest in this room, even Christians do these things. And then we realize as Christians, we fall short of love. And this idea, forgiveness can only be fully received when it is sought with the heart and mind, right? Teleos. Not double-minded, united.